Definitely the end of an era. It was a difficult decision. It was something that we've been thinking about now for the past year. But when we look at the 100% Redress Party, they have four counselors now. We have a TD in place, and it just seemed like the natural progression. The MICA Action Group was formed in 2014, and there was always going to be an end date. That was the goal. And this just really seemed like the right time. I mean, of course, there's so many issues, massive issues that need to be addressed, and this is just the beginning. But it did seem like the natural progression.
And I'm sure you can look back as a group with pride of what you have achieved over the past 11 years. You know, the campaign was in Dublin. I always remember the people taken to the streets of Dublin, but you brought about so many changes as well, necessary changes to the redress scheme. Was that a hard fight for, you know, from within the group?
I feel like every day was a hard fight over all of these years with Megan. It wasn't just one person. It was so many people who were involved over the years and gave up so much of their own private time, their family time, to help out and to really push. And I think that through their work for all of these years, it's what got us to the point where we are now, where we can proudly say that we are being acknowledged.
And in terms of going forward now, you know, you mentioned the redress, the 100% redress party. They will take this now in their own form. You know, they've been elected to Donegal County Council and the Dáil. What do you see now going forward, their main challenges?
Well, the main challenges, of course, are the retrospective grant payments. Those were promised around election time for the general election. They have yet to receive that money. IS 465, which is huge, IS 465 2025, is what dictates the science, what the correct science is. That it's pyrite and pyrrhotite and cannot be remediated. Therefore, you can't have these options of 2, 3, 4, 5. Everything needs to be demolished. So, IS 465 went out to public consultation. That window is closed. And I'm so happy to say that there were many, many people who responded to that and made their submissions. So, that's currently being reviewed. At the moment, some other issues that are going on are downgraded homeowners. Over 100 homeowners have been downgraded based on inaccurate science. They were required to very quickly submit their appeals back in 2023. Most of them submitted their appeals and they have yet to hear back. And it's truly unfair. These decisions were made by the housing authority based on inaccurate science. So that's a major issue. And I think the thing that's closest to my heart and the reason why I joined MAG was for the vulnerable people, for the elderly people who can't get on the scheme. They're old, they're frail, they're tired. They can't get a loan because they're too old to get a loan. They don't have the savings. When you go in to demolish a house, all of your contents have to be removed prior to the demolish. There's also a lack of rental housing. The thought of an older person or a person with a disability moving into a trailer for a year or two is just mind-boggling to me. So you think about that, and then
And that's what made MAG so significant, and the impact that the group was able to have was that everybody involved had the lived experience of this crisis. And you mentioned there, vulnerable people could have been your neighbors. You know, you were right at the heart of this.
right, vulnerable people is the part that really, really is close to my heart. Karen Kirby is a professor at Ulster University in psychology, and she did a recent study which was published, And she addresses anxiety, depression, PTSD, chronic PTSD, and suicidal ideation. Those figures are two, three, four times higher in Donegal alone. And that is just staggering. The physical and the mental health from chronic stress, the issues that people are having here are significantly higher than the rest of the country. And it shouldn't have to be that. I met with myself and the rest of MAG, met with Minister James Brown, the Minister of Housing. And this was part of the discussion. All of these areas were part of the discussion. And currently on the scheme, you're allowed to have a certain amount of talk therapy, but you have to be on the scheme to avail of that. A lot of people aren't on the scheme because they can't afford to be on the scheme. They're blocked by the scheme. Their applications are in limbo. And there is therapy out there. And I think that it's so important that we take care of our mental health or our physical health, and our physical health, because one way or another, this stress is really going to get you. And we really need to take care of each other. But I think on the plus side of all of this is that progress is absolutely being made. And we definitely need to see more people participating, getting active in the campaign, and just being supportive of each other. I think we have a long way to go, but we're making great strides.
And all that work that the Mike Action Group has done over the years that you touched on there, you know, the research that you have gathered and you know, the group has publicised, that feeds into now moving this forward, moving the campaign in the form of the 100% Redress Party forward to finally seeing proper redress for homeowners. So, you know, it's a huge pat on the back for the group from where you came.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think that all of the people throughout all of the years who have volunteered, who've given their time, really can hold their heads high. And I believe that over the years we've seen so much gratitude coming back from the public, and especially now, people are really coming out and just showing their thanks. But I mean, we're just ordinary people, all of us, who are just trying our best to help.
And you have to remember, you mentioned there, you're ordinary people. None of you had experience in dealing with the government, dealing with the housing department representatives. How difficult was that, navigating that process over the past few years?
It's been extremely difficult. It felt like we were knocking on doors constantly, and in some cases, we were shut out, even with the at a local level. With Donegal County Council for the Defective Concrete Block Group, MAG had always been allowed into those meetings, and then last year we were no longer allowed in. It was just by invitation only when they chose, which was extremely unfortunate. But I am happy to say a new day. Tabitha Shaun Devine is now in charge of that group, which is amazing. And I look forward to the progress.
And it really has been people power, and even, you know, the campaigns that the group led on social media, you know, it was constant. So the issue never fell from the headlines. And I think that over the years, you know, you got the commitment that the scheme would be reviewed, and that was amazing to achieve what you have. And, you know, nationally, it's a great achievement.
Nationally, it is a great achievement. I think that Donegal opened the doors to other counties getting on the scheme. But we do have to look at this and say, this is not just Donegal. It's not just Sligo. It's not just Mayo. We're finding this in, I think it's 22 counties now or more throughout the country. So this is not just a Donegal problem anymore, but it is a massive, massive problem.
We got a comment in there from a listener. Massive thank you to these campaigners. If it wasn't for them and their campaign, there would be no house rebuilds. They were a voice for us when our politicians failed us and continue to fail us in this journey. And I suppose that speaks for many homeowners in this defective block crisis. Do you feel the politicians over the past 11 years that this group has been in operation, do you feel that they have become a bigger voice outside of the 100% redress party?
I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. A lot of work. When we met with Minister Brown, I'm very happy to say that Padraig McLaughlin from Sinn Féin was there. He wasn't permitted to speak, but he was there in support of us, as well as Charles Ward from the 100% Redress Party. So that's very encouraging.
And what would you say is the biggest achievement of the group?
The biggest achievement of the group is just constantly pushing, working so hard, and making this known to people. I think Paul Dunlop, who's an amazing scientist, just proving that this is not mica. Mica is something that can be remediated. It's pyrite, pyrrhotite, which cannot be remediated. Bringing awareness every day. We were out there on social media, just pushing and pushing and bringing awareness, bringing education to the people. And I think the constant beating on the drum has really made a difference and brought us to where we are now. We have a long, long way to go, but headway has been made.
And
I think every person should be proud of that.
Absolutely. And do you feel that it will be difficult to step away a bit, but I suppose you're still seeking redress as homeowners yourselves?
Do you think it would be difficult to step personally?
Yeah.
Oh, personally? Well, I am currently, I was asked to join the 100% Party and the executive committee as the secretary. So I'm currently involved in that. And then we have Kelly McGonigal, who was working on media with MAG, and she is completely dedicated. Her full job is working with the 100% Redress Party as the secretary, and she's available to everyone to help answer questions and solve problems. She's pretty amazing. And our AGM should be coming up within the next maybe 2 months, and we're looking forward to seeing more people.
And I suppose that experience that, you know, yourself and Kelly have is invaluable now going forward. And everything that the Mica Action Group has worked on, it's all evidence. It's all evidence going forward. Like, it's just, I think the history of the Mica Action Group will continue for a long time beyond this as well.
Absolutely. And it was a collaborative effort through the years, through so many people.